On Scripps College Week, how do we cut the cost of healthcare in the U.S.? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sean Flynn, professor of economics, has some solutions.
Would you like to cut U.S. healthcare costs by 75% while delivering universal access, coverage for pre-existing conditions, and an ironclad safety net? It's all possible with two simple changes. The first is price tags. Right now, you can only get prices for things that are not covered by insurance. Procedures like LASIK eye surgery and cosmetic surgery. For those procedures, providers are under constant pressure to cut costs and increase efficiency. LASIK eye surgery, for example, cost $5,000 per eyeball back in the 90s. Nowadays, you can get it for $500 with a Groupon. If we had that level of competition throughout our healthcare system, prices would fall roughly 40 to 50% system-wide. The other reform is a much better way to run health insurance that was pioneered by Whole Foods Markets in the state of Indiana. The employer or government sponsor pays the premium for an insurance policy, but then gifts each participant an amount equal to the annual deductible each and every year. Those annual gifts ensure 100% financial security because participants can always pay their out-of-pocket costs. But it also gives them skin in the game because any money they don't spend in a given year is theirs to keep and rolls over to the next year. This incentive prompts participants to slash wasteful spending. They get generic drugs instead of name brand drugs. They go to the urgent care for $100 instead of the ER for $800. The result is 35% lower healthcare spending overall, just from fully funding people's annual deductibles. Combine that with price tags and U.S. healthcare costs fall by 75% nationwide, saving us over $2.4 trillion per year that we can spend on other vital priorities.
That was Sean Flynn of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.